Hello everyone and welcome back to the Friends Till the End podcast, where you've been all along. It's a podcast. God, I did it again. I forgot what my intro is.
Your name?
Where we run down the classic podcast. Fuck, shit.
Start over.
No. Okay, fine. But I'm going to leave this in. People need to know how bad I am.
Okay.
Welcome to the Friends Till the End podcast, where we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
Still Prego?
You guys.
Oh, no.
I am still Prego, and you think that our output of episodes would have slowed down because there's a newborn around. Nope. I am a week overdue, uncomfortable and miserable, so...
Oh, you're miserable?
Yeah.
I just assumed that you were still pregnant because you were loving the experience so much.
Yeah, I'm really glad I can control it as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, from my understanding, the women have ultimate control over that.
Well, maybe by the time this episode is posted, there will be a baby.
Oh my god. I think it's safe to say this will be the last baby-free episode.
Yeah, probably.
And we're not. I don't see us sitting down to record another one in the next like few days. Because you could pop any minute. You could.
I hope I go into labor while we're recording.
Little Guntherella could just pop on out of you while we're chatting away.
That's true.
About the one with Julie's fridge.
I hope so.
And what, I can't think of a more fitting episode for the baby to arrive at than the one with Julie's fridge.
Why is that?
True, it's just truly a classic episode.
Oh, is it?
In every sense of the word.
Okay.
It's great from start to finish. Yep, we have just finished watching season 6, episode 19, the one with Joey's fridge. It's one of those episodes where I just don't think the title is appropriate for the episode.
Okay, what would you have named it?
The one with Jealous Ross, or the one with Spring Break, or the one with Rachel's two dates. I don't know, but just like Joey's, like they've picked the least interesting part of the episode.
Yeah.
To name it after.
Yeah, I think maybe the one with Spring Break would have been better.
We'll get to that all in good time. Before we get to that, do you want a little Friends Would You Rather?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the one from our last episode?
No, Michael.
All right. Well, I asked you if you would rather have a meal made by Monica or get a massage by Phoebe.
Right.
Do you remember what you picked?
I think a meal.
Who's a meal?
A meal.
Oh, I made see. By... I think that's what you picked, as did 53% of Twitter. This is our close, Whoa. Pretty much our closest poll that we've run on the Would You Rathers. 53% went with a meal by Monica. Our old friend Greggles got weighed in on the debate.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, there's no evidence that Phoebe is a top-of-the-line masseur, but Monica has proven to be a head chef, so my answer is Monica's meal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. At Kafefin, it's probably not right, on Twitter said, Monica would probably cook meat. Can I get a meal by Phoebe the vegetarian? And I was like, Monica will cater to your dietary requirements. And Scott Gregg said he's never had a professional massage.
Hold on a minute. Who?
Scott Gregg at Scott Gregg 6.
Scott Gregg 6, okay.
He's never had a professional massage.
That's just the most random comment.
I don't know if that means he's voting for, if he's going to vote for Phoebe so that he can get his professional massage, or if he's just like, well, I've gone this far without one. I think I'd go with a meal.
Let me tell you something, Scott Gregg. Go out and get yourself a nice, at least 60-minute massage. You walk out of there dancing. I'm telling you. I think it's worth it.
Elizabeth.
It seems pricey, but...
I think you're mistaking massages for dance classes.
No, I mean, you just feel so good.
Oh,
like,
I
you're
see.
So limber and loose and, like...
Oh, I see.
You're happy.
I see. Okay.
No, I recommend it.
All right. You heard it here first. Massages. Elizabeth approved.
I approve. Go get one, okay. Scott Gregg.
So would you like this week's Friends Would You Rather?
Yep.
So I'm going to pose the Would You Rather Friends theme to Elizabeth. You'll have to stay tuned until the end of the episode to hear what she says. And then we will invite you to join in the Twitter poll at FriendsPod after this episode is posted, which if you're listening to this is now. And you can also cast your vote. We link the poll to the episode on our Twitter page. So my question to you this week is playing off of our last Friends Would You Rather. Would you rather have a meal made by Phoebe or get a massage from Monica?
What?
That's right. Throwing the floor open to questions now, if you have any questions on the matter.
How long would the massage be?
Let's say your golden time, an hour.
And how many courses would this meal be?
I mean, how many are you going to eat? Three?
Like, is it dinner? Yeah. Is it breakfast?
It's a meal. It's your friend a meal.
A meal. But breakfast can be a meal.
Do you want breakfast made by Phoebe?
I don't know. But can it be any...
No, you go to a restaurant. There is a menu. You can pick any item on the menu. But Phoebe's going to prepare it.
Okay. Then those are all my questions.
Okay. Tune in to the end of the episode to get the answer to that. All right. On with the show. Season 6, episode 19. The one with Joey's fridge. First aired.
6/19, huh? That was supposed to be my due date.
Oh.
Oh, brother.
23rd of March in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Anyway, how many people do you think watch this episode, Elizabeth? This is a big one for you. I didn't write down how many. 20.5 million people tuned in for the last week's one where Ross dates a student. How many people tuned in for this one? The score is currently a whopping 9-7 to me.
I'm going to say 21.8.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say 21.
Okay.
I'm going to say 21. And the correct answer... 21.5! So you get it.
Yeah! Yeah,
you're closer.
Woo!
Good for you.
Wow, that was just a wild guess, really.
Yeah, they all are. We have never... Neither of us have ever guessed it exact, have we?
No.
Lauren did.
Yep.
Two episodes ago, damn it. But neither of us ever have. Should we make that like worth 2 points or 3 points? Oh god, I'm saying that now and then you're going to get it next episode and you're going to overtake me.
I think we should just keep it as is and you get a pat on the back if you get it dead on.
A pat on the back, okay. I like that. All right, this episode opens with Joey looking at his fridge. He's pulling stuff out of it. It's not looking good. Seems to be on the fritz. There's a shocking development where he gets an electric shock. Get it?
I got it.
Okay.
It was so funny.
You just didn't laugh.
No, I was really processing it, and then okay. I was laughing inside.
It was a real thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel's still living with him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel's staying there.
She's dressed in a very nice, like, powder blue suit.
I like that.
It just looks very professional. I mean, she looks good in it.
She's really come a long way.
I guess.
She has. You have to give her credit. I know she is, like, consistently your least favorite friend.
Yeah, she just does nothing for me.
She has come the furthest of any of them. Career-wise, you cannot argue that.
Yeah.
Undisputed.
Well, she looked nice in this outfit.
Right. I mean, she looks nice in any outfit.
Okay.
But she's just fucking kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah. So she's still waiting on the apartment to...
I don't know if you know about New York City, Elizabeth, but it can make you or it can break you. And it's been the making of Rachel Green. That's why it's the greatest city in the world. There's nothing like New York in the springtime.
So and she's Rachel still Green waiting on her apartment to be fixed.
Yes.
From the fire.
From the fire.
So they're living together.
Yep. Joey is like, hey, our fridge is broken. You can pay me $400. Like, it seems like he wants to get the fridge fixed. But you would just buy a new fridge.
No, didn't he say a new one costs $800?
I suppose. So why not try and get it fixed first?
I don't know if that's a thing anymore. Like, things aren't made to last. They're made to break down, and then you buy a new one. I'm serious.
Refrigerators, though, in the year 2000.
Right, but he implies that it's very old, and it might just be its time.
Mm.
You know, it was given to him by his parents, who bought it when he was born or something, so... Yeah.
Anyway, Rachel's having none of it. She's like, I just moved in. I'm not staying in here for long. I'm not paying for your fridge.
Right.
And Joey's just like, ooh, well, it's never broke before you got here. And that's that. I want to start a new segment, okay? It's called Michael's Button Collection, and it's me, like, making a note of the, like, the quippy little one-liners they throw out before the opening credits start. Okay, so it's the button that they end that opening segment on. So this is Michael's Button Collection, and this is my first button in it. And it's where Rachel, after Joey, like, insists that she pay the money, she just sort of stares at him for a minute, and she goes, "Thank God you're pretty." And everybody laughs. And Joey, like, he's not getting his money, but he's just, like, he sort of nods his head. He's like, yeah, at least I'm pretty. So that's the first entry into Michael's Button Collection. And so far, it's my favorite button in my collection. Stay tuned for the next episode, where I've probably forgotten all about Michael's Button Collection. But
I like the name of this.
Yeah. That was a shiny button.
I was just going to say, does it have, like, do you envision a button with the line?
Well, I mean, no, I mean, really, it's a button, like, it's something you press to move on to the next thing. Oh, I was thinking,
like, a button, like,
well, yeah, I know, me saying it's my button collection, like, people collect buttons, so it would be like, because you guys call buttons, like, badges, right?
No.
That you wear, yeah, right? Like,
no!
No, that's...
Oh, wait, you mean the ones that you can put on, like, a backpack or a jacket?
Yeah, it's no, like you would wear, it's like you get it for your birthday. It's like, I'm 7 or something. Do you guys call that buttons, right?
Or a pin?
Pin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll make buttons of all of these funny one-line buttons that they throw out in the show.
You're never going to do that.
Wow. We never know. I'm going to have so much free time when we're not doing this podcast. You're going to be too busy raising your youngin'.
My spawn.
Your spawn. Little Guntherella. Baby's going to be born before you reveal who the father is on the show.
You're right.
Oh, man.
Will people ever know? Will we just ever get it done?
We said we were going to announce it at the end of the season.
All right. How many more episodes do we have to go?
Was 19. We have 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. There's 25 episodes, but 24 and 25 are two-parter. So we'll do that all together. So we have 5 more shows that we're going to record for this season.
And then it's 7 podcasts in 7 days.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that might be. That's going to be quite something this year. All right. Anyway, so yes, after that button was said, it's worth noting that you once again reiterated cute couple they would make.
Yes, they would.
Joey and Rachel?
Not forever.
What do you mean?
Just like a casual thing.
Oh, no one wants to see that.
I would watch that.
Oh my God. All right, well, never going to happen. The episode opens. Rachel comes into Central Perk. She's got a conundrum. She's looking for a cute guy. She's got a charity gig with Ralph Lauren for diseases or trees or something. And she's telling Monica and Chandler and Phoebe, and they're all like, we shall see. Ross then arrives with his college student, who is called...
Elizabeth.
And they're just like, hey, this is Elizabeth. And they're all like, hey, I thought you guys weren't going to see each other. And they're like, oh, well, we're just going to be discreet. We're just going to, like, not hang out together in public. And it's like, you're literally hanging out in public right now.
You came in together.
You're standing together. You're clearly having a conversation with all these people. And, like, she bumps into him and, like, kisses him as she's leaving. And he's just like, ugh. Chandler's like, oh, why did she have to leave early? Does she have homework? And Ross is like, yeah, she has a big paper due. And Chandler's just like, ew. And then Ross is just like, all right, let's have it. I'm sure you have all these jokes. And everybody does, because this is not a friend group where they're super supportive. They like to throw some shade in there.
He's also so much older than her, and the way it came about is a little sketchy, especially since they know that the college doesn't approve of this.
Mm-hmm. Also, but what's even more offensive is that Ross seems to be wearing a suit jacket and jeans.
I pointed that out to you.
I know.
And then once you realized, did you feel okay? Because it made me not feel okay.
You didn't feel okay?
Pick a style.
Yeah.
Like, the suit jacket was very nice. You know, he had a white shirt on and a tie, and then he had light jeans.
Do you think it's because when he's giving his lectures, he's standing behind a podium, so people aren't going to see his pants?
No, I don't. I think he's just trying to be, like, the cool professor. I'm casual, but also professional.
Do you think he would sit backwards on a chair to just really...
Yes.
Let me level with you guys. Let me rap with you real quick.
He would sit within the lecture and teach from there.
Yeah. Is that a thing? They would sit with the students and teach?
Oh, it depends on your class.
All right.
Not all of them are in lecture halls. You know, cool. I've had a class of like 6, so it's different.
I see. Fair enough. But everyone's just kind of like, all right, yeah, we're taking the piss out of you, but she seems cool, I guess. And Ross is like, she is cool. It's going great. And because she's 20, she's not looking for anything serious, which is perfect for me right now. So that's good. That's, you know, everything's coming up Rosie Ross right now.
I'll say.
Phoebe has found somebody for Rachel. Good looking buff dude that she rubs.
Oh my god. In a massage way.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, you just said some guy that she rubs.
Well, everyone knows she's a masseuse.
Well, someone might have forgotten.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Elizabeth. But there's a wrinkle. Monica and Chandler have also found somebody who's apparently very funny and has soft hair.
A lawyer, right?
No, Chandler's work? No. Phoebe's is a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
A lawyer who does charity work and he has a butt chin.
Yep.
And for Chandler, it's a co-worker. But we don't know what Chandler does, so damned if we're going to know what this guy does either.
True.
So there's a little bit of tension there. They argue back and forth, and Chandler sort of ends it with, like, and he smells amazing. And Monica's like, all right, steady, you're not going to date him. Chandler then goes to visit Joey, who is sitting in a chair, and he's eating everything. He's eating everything in the fridge.
He looks like he's about to hurl.
Yeah. There's just, like, empty jars and bags and containers all around him.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, if only he had access to another fridge within walking distance from his apartment.
That's just too much to ask, Michael.
He takes enough out of their fridge. You'd think he would put some stuff back in it.
Yeah.
But nope, his first thought was to eat it all, because Joey loves food.
And he's dim-witted.
Oh, come on.
Well, he is.
It sounds really mean when you say it like that.
Really?
A wee bit.
Aw.
Dim-witted.
Well, he is.
Oh, poor Joey. Joey wants money from Chandler. He's like, hey, our fridge is broken. Give me $400. Chandler is not paying it. Joey makes a big stink about it. When it was only, I don't know, 10 episodes ago where Joey was refusing to accept money from Chandler.
Yep.
For rent. Chandler had to invent the game of cups just to trick him into taking money.
That's right.
He's not too proud now.
No, Chandler doesn't even live there anymore. It's an unrealistic expectation that he would give him any money for it.
Just pay for it on layaway.
Right. Like, you can pay a little bit at a time.
Yeah? How much at a time?
Oh, just whatever you set up with.
How much is a new fridge?
It depends what kind you get. If you get, like, a really basic model, it's going to be hundreds. But if you get one that has... You know, you can get top-of-the-line stainless steel and all of the bells and whistles. It's going to be over 1,000.
You can get those ones where, like, you can program what you're keeping in it, and then the fridge will tell you when you're running low on something, and it'll order it for you on Amazon.
And then it'll give you a back rub.
Mm-hmm. Or a dance lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Joey, he needs some money. Elizabeth goes to visit Ross. They're in the hallway at the university. Ross is just outside his office, and she's like, hey, Dr. Geller. They're both being very unsubtle, in very different ways. She's sort of like, Professor Gallagher, can I talk to you real quick? Basically, like, biting her bottom lip or, like, gnawing on the end of a pencil. And he is, like, trying to be, like, Superman. He's like, oh, yes, strange student, come into my office. And you're just like, all right. Can we not dial it back just a little? Because he does it constantly throughout the episode. It's like, yeah. Okay, once is funny. But every time, it's like, we get it. We know what's going on.
And then she basically says, yeah, I want to talk to you about making out in your office. And they go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she does this a couple times in the episode. She kind of attacks him mm-hmm. head first. And their kisses don't look passionate. They just look like kind of too much. Like a little forceful. Like she's always the aggressor, but it's
Well, she's young. She's got.
I know, but it doesn't look like it works ever, and it's distressing to watch.
I think I was taking notes. I didn't really notice their kissing. I mean, I'm not a fan of kissing on television, as you know, but
it's just a lot, and it doesn't. You know, that first initial when your faces touch, then it takes a second for you to figure out where your lips go, and it's just too much.
All right. She wants to talk to him about something. She mentions spring vacation, but then they are interrupted by another teacher walking in.
Yep.
So he, like, they don't get to finish the conversation, but we find out afterwards, he thinks that she wants him to go on vacation with her during the spring. And he's just like, it's too soon, I can't do that. You know, I just want to keep it light, nothing serious. He is recounting this to Chandler and Joey in Joey's apartment. And Joey's like, well, this is what I think you should do. And then he just pushes Ross into his fridge. And Ross is like, what the hell? And Joey's like, what the hell to you? You just broke my fridge. Because he's trying to trick him to give him money. It's very funny.
He'll do anything.
He's trying. Joey, you don't need to spend a lot of money on a fridge. You can just put your food items in a cool, wet sack. And that will do the same job. Place your items in a cool, wet sack.
A cool, wet sack?
Yeah, that will keep your food refrigerated.
A sack? Like a burlap sack?
Yeah, a burlap sack. Cool, wet sack.
A cool, wet sack?
It could do.
What, is this real?
It's an option. It's not a long-term, like, fix, but, like, it would do the job.
my God, just keep going.
All right. Elizabeth visits Ross in his office again. Again, she's the aggressor, and she pushes him up against the door. And, like, the first time it happened, he was like, ooh, the doorknob. So it must have gone up his butt. And then she did it again, and he was like, ooh. And she's like, doorknob? And he's like, yeah, but I kind of like it. So Ross is getting into butt stuff.
And I think he just got used to it, right?
I know. I think he's kind of liking it.
Who knows?
Anyway, Ross, like, is like, hey, I don't think we should go traveling together. I like you a lot, but it's just too much. Too soon. And she's like, well, you actually misunderstood. I'm going to Florida for 2 weeks for spring break. You get 2 weeks for spring break?
No. You get, you know, 5 days, and it turns out to be a week.
Mm-hmm. But you need to have a buffer day, at least.
Like yeah, you get just, like Monday through Friday off. It's usually in March.
Right, but then you're back at uni the next Monday, so you need to be back home by Sunday because you're not gonna like, oof. You need that buffer day.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't when you're 20. Maybe when you're 20, you could just like bounce right. I could have probably just bounced right into it at 20.
It's very confusing because she was calling it spring vacation. I'd never heard of that.
Well, I think she was just calling it that so that he wouldn't initially think it was spring break. Woo!
Yeah, I've never heard of it called spring vacation.
Mm.
But no, it's. Just 1 week.
So Ross is like telling the gang later, and he's like, oh, I'm very relieved. She doesn't want me to go. She's just going to go on spring vacation to Florida. And Chandler's like, well, is it spring vacation or is it spring break? Woo-hoo! And Ross is like, oh, I don't know. This is a very American phenomenon, the party spring break. British universities, we just do our drinking and partying year-round. did you ever have a crazy spring break experience when you were in school?
I did, but not for the reasons you're thinking of.
Okay, go on then. Did you go to Egypt with your father like Ross did?
No. I chose to do something called an alternative spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go and basically help out an organization or do volunteer work. And I had a great time.
A real fucking Ross right here.
I had a great time. I went to Alabama. And I enjoyed it.
Nice.
It was a great experience, yeah. It's like, it's basically people, instead of going to party, they take their time and work with an organization in some way. There's a whole bunch of them throughout the country.
Yeah. But, like, spring break's every year, right? You had, like, 4 years at school, so what did you do the other spring breaks?
Oh, just, like, party and stuff, but I didn't leave, I didn't go home, I just stayed and continued to do the same old stuff I would on, like, a weekend with my friends.
Just all week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Relax, just hung out.
Nice. So Ross is now very worried that she's going to go down there and it's going to be girls gone wild. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I know.
Rachel brings in a fella into the coffee shop. His name's Sebastian.
Sebastian.
She met him at a newsstand and now he's buying her coffee. We see the return of a turtleneck. Rachel's rocking a turtleneck in this episode.
She sure is.
Phoebe is pissed. She's like, what the fuck? We've got guys for you. So Sebastian comes and sits down and the gang are just like, oh, hey, Sebastian, do you do charity work? And then Chandler's like, are you funny? Tell us a joke, Sebastian. And he's just like, I'm out here. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And Rachel's like, oh, I'll give you a call. And he's like, okay. She's like, I don't have your number. And he's like, all right, bye. So he's off. So she's mad. They're apologetic, but they're like, well, we have two great guys for you, so maybe you'll forget all about Sebastian. So she reluctantly agrees to meet the two suitors that they have picked out. It's a good line where, like, Chandler's like, oh, well, you know, just give these guys a chance, you know? I think you'll really like our guy, or maybe you'll like the guy that Phoebe deems not good enough to date herself.
Like, no, it's a clever line. It's
pretty clever, pretty clever. Joey comes in, still on the hunt for some fridge money. This time he's targeting Phoebe. He's like, Phoebe, you broke my fridge. You owe me $400. And Phoebe's like, okay, but you owe me $600 for the good vibes I was sending to you for your last 10 auditions. And Joey's just like, we'll call it even. And Phoebe's like, okay. And very funny. Good stuff. Ross confirms with Elizabeth that it is spring break. Which is bad news for him, but it's not as bad as the movie Spring Breakers by Harmony Korine.
I did not see that.
Starring James Franco and I believe Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez. You've not seen it?
I didn't have any interest, no.
It's one of the worst goddamn movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Was there a lot of partying?
Oh my god, it's insufferable. So bad.
So many bikinis, right?
Lots of bikinis, like, there's girls wearing balaclavas with guns and bikinis, and there's a scene where James Franco, who, have you seen him in the movie?
No.
He has, like, cornrows, and he's got, like, grill, like, his teeth are all grilled up, and it's really deep and profound. He's, like, sitting at a piano next to a outdoor swimming pool, and he's playing a lovely melody, and then it turns out, and he starts singing, and it turns out that it's that song Every Time by Britney Spears, where she drowns in the bath. And then the girls all, like, hold hands with their guns, and they dance around him in slow motion, and it's just, oh, it's so insightful to, like, the fucking shallow youth. It's fucking... I don't want to get into it too much.
I think we're in it at this point.
I used to do a film podcast called the Hi-Hat Film Podcast. And if you're interested, go track that down. There's an episode where, like, I rant for a solid 10 minutes about that film. Because, god damn it, that's a goddamn fucking terrible movie.
Well, you never have to see it again, Michael. It's okay. It's over.
You know, I had to see it. We're in it now. Sorry. Here we go. I had to go see it because I was, like, reviewing movies for a radio station at the time. So I was there. I went on, like, a Friday afternoon the day it was released. And the movie theater was basically empty apart from, like, middle-aged, overweight, smelly dudes. And you're just like, oh no.
And there was you.
And then there was just me. I'm like, well, everyone's going to think I am... You know, I'm with these guys. I'm with these sticky perverts. This is me. But
sticky. I can only imagine why they're sticky.
Wow, it's not fair to judge actually, but
Pee Wee Herman style, if you know.
Oh, come on, Fred Willard style.
You never know.
So we see a return of, you know, we've been a bit of a fan of Ross this season, but he's kind of regressed in this episode back to a Ross that we don't care for.
Right.
It's the jealous, possessive, paranoid Ross that saw him almost ruin his relationship with Emily, ruin his relationship with Rachel, all because of his wife being a lesbian, really. But yeah, we see a little bit of that guy again. And he's just like, what if she goes down there and she hooks up with a bunch of guys? And Chandler, quick as a whip. This might have to be another button.
Button?
This might be another shiny button for my collection. But all he's right. Just like, maybe don't marry this one. I'm like, oh, that's good shit. I want to limit the buttons to the button collection to like the episode openings. But okay. that was a pretty good button. From the master button maker himself. Chandler Bing.
Indeed.
It's funny that the inaugural button to my button collection wasn't by Chandler, but we'll see how that goes.
I actually picture buttons.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Ross is helping her pack. He's mortified by her choice of bikini. And we just see jealous Ross, basically. And
is that a dorm or an apartment? It looks pretty nice for... is it just her that lives there?
These are all great questions.
I mean, I was looking around, it's like, that's pretty damn nice. Yeah, her bikini is a teeny tiny red one that would barely cover a nipple.
Mm.
But.
So, and it's his, he's doing that thing where, like, he's kind of joking, but he's not joking. And he's like, oh, let's not wear this. Don't, though. And like, all right, good. Rachel is sitting in Central Park. And she's surprised by Monica and Chandler, and they're like, hey, do you want to meet our guy? And she's like, okay, maybe tomorrow. And they're like, or now. And they surprise her with
L dot? What's his name?
They introduce him. And, like, yeah, this is ridiculous. Okay, so what do you think this guy's name is?
L dot.
L dot. I wrote down L dot because it sounds like they're saying L dot. I looked it up. It was on IMDb and confirmed it in the end credits. It's spelled E-L-D-A-D, so it's Eldad. An Eldad is not a strange name, but it's like, you can't just drop that in and expect us to just be all cool with it.
I couldn't, and I said it a couple times, I could not understand what they were saying.
Yeah. Eldad, that's Spanish for the dad.
No, dad isn't dad.
Well, whatever. So they introduce him. He's a good-looking dude. He's got lovely hair, and he seems all right, and Rachel seems keen to sit down and have a chat with him. But while they're doing that, they're about to leave, but Phoebe comes in with her guy, who looks like a bit more of a kind of sleazy Wall Street slick-talking dude.
I mean, he looked fine.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked... I mean...
And his name was Patrick. Much Patrick. Easier.
Well, fine. Yep, so she introduces them, and like Rachel's like, well, I'm kind of in the middle of something. She's like, okay. And then she's like, sit down, Patrick. So now they're both like sitting there. And Rachel's just like, I can't do this. This is just nonsense. Come on, this is ridiculous. So Rachel just kind of like storms off, and she's just like, I'm not having this. I'm not dating either guy.
Yep, she's going to the ball alone.
She's going stag. We have Ross at the airport seeing off Elizabeth for spring break. Just like... is this meant to be casual or is it not meant to be casual, Ross? Because if it's just a casual thing, you don't need to fucking see her off at the airport.
Yeah, you can, like, drive her there and drop her off.
I'd just be like, have a nice time, see ya. She's going with all her pals, get a lift with her pals, all getting a cab together. You're all going from the same place, presumably.
Yeah, I suppose.
A bit daft. Also, you're meant to be, like, doing things secretly. So if, like, all the students are going to see you there at the airport, they're going to be like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And again, he's just kind of like, oh, I'm worried about you going. And she's like, I like you. Don't worry. I'm not going to hook up with a bunch of gays. And he's like, okay.
I think he needed to hear that, though.
Yeah, fair enough. And she's like, oh, here come all my friends now. And it's just a group of guys. And they pick her up and carry her away.
Yeah, it's like 10 guys all like, woo, spring break, spring break.
Let's go.
Which doesn't help Ross's feelings of inadequacy.
It's the second time in the show he's been out with a girl, and she's literally been picked up and carried away from him. Remember, he was on a date with Emily, and those rugby boys came and picked her up and ran off? Yeah. Uh-huh. God.
Come on, writers. Change it up a bit.
And that is the end of the episode. We get the end credits where the gang are apologizing to Rachel for coming on a bit strong, and she was just like, it's fine, I had fun at the ball on my own. Joey comes in, and he's like, hey, I just got a message from Ross. He said, turn on MTV. So they turn on MTV, and it's like, hey, we're here at spring break. And you see Elizabeth dancing away by the poolside, not wearing the red bikini.
No, wearing some purple number.
And then who should come in at the shot and start dancing alongside her? Fucking Ross.
Yep.
He just couldn't help himself, eh?
I remember that. MTV Spring Break, it would just be on and it would be actual spring break.
Yeah.
And it was always like half-naked women dancing by a pool, and there's always music and there's like some announcer, DJ.
Yeah. Looks like the best time in the world. As a young impressionable teen in Scotland watching, I thought, that's the coolest thing in the world.
You watch that? There.
Yeah, MTV shit like that, yeah.
You would
watch
Spring Break, though?
Well, it would be like, it would be on, and then they would introduce the next show. They're like, here we are at Spring Break, and here's the new music video from Linkin Park. Here we go.
Yeah.
You know. But it looked like the best time in the world to me. And now, here I am, 20 years later, and it looks like the hell on earth.
It always just looked, I mean, I guess it looked fun to me, but it wasn't anything I was like, oh, I wish I could do that.
And the episode ends with, so that is the end of the one with Joey's fridge without any fucking resolution to Joey's fridge or how it's gonna get fixed.
Yep.
Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
It's like, what the fuck?
I thought when Joey came in he was gonna say something.
Yep. No, couldn't be bothered. The last thing we had was, the last thing that was said about the fridge was in Central Perk when Joey tried to get money off of Phoebe. And that was it. There was no like, all you needed, like, after that was just him being like, guess I'm stuck paying for it myself, or...
or, I guess I'll just use a cold, wet sack for a while.
Just like anything, but that's literally it. He's just like, he's gone through everyone, everyone refused to give him money, and that's it. They named the episode after Joey's fridge. They named it after the one plot thread that they didn't tie up at the end. It's quite annoying.
Maybe they'll open with a fixed fridge.
They don't.
Hey, no spoilers, Michael.
They don't. I don't want this to be like waiting for Phoebe's dad to come back. Like,
oh, yeah. Never.
This fridge is not going to get talked about again.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know why they named the episode that then.
Right. Well, that was the one with Joey's fridge. How'd you like that?
Well, we're certainly better at talking about it after we've just watched the episode.
I suppose so.
I mean, you were saying direct quotes.
Well, I wrote some of them down. I had to write my button, my shiny button down.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But did you like the episode?
Oh,
Not our episode we've just recorded, but did you like the episode of Friends?
Well, I thought we did great.
I thought we were on sparkling form.
I was just thinking about buttons.
Oh my god. And you've ruined it.
No, it was fine.
It was fine.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't really... like, Joey's fridge thing was quite funny, but then they just forgot about it. And, like, Ross being jealous of spring break was quite funny, but also we've seen that a bunch.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't really care for the gang, like, trying to find a date for Rachel. So, yeah, I guess it wasn't that great an episode.
I give it a 5.
Oof, 5. Going back to scoring things.
Right,
you've not kept up with scoring things out of 10.
Well, sometimes I think about it and then don't say it.
Yeah. 5 might be one of your lowest scores. Oh, God, you haven't given it a score in a long time.
In my head, I have, though.
The one with the joke got a 4.5 out of 10. This is way better than the one with the joke, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I did score it higher.
Point!
Hey, it's very subjective.
But you gave it a 7 initially, and then after I fucking shat on that episode, you changed it to a 4.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 7?! What were you thinking?
Hey!
Anyway, the next episode... oh... this will be one very close to your heart.
Oh, boy.
It's the one with mac and cheese.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
But here's the caveat.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not the word cheese. It's an acronym. It's C-H-E-E-S-E. So what could that be?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you're not gonna get that.
Can he even ever stop Emily?
Oh.
I was C-H-E.
Can he even
ever stop Emily?
There was only one E, though.
Oh, but she says two E's in the middle.
Yeah, I know, and you only said one.
Ever.
Did you just say ever twice?
No.
Can he even ever stop Emily? Okay, fine. Yeah, it was a good attempt. Fine.
Thank you.
I thought you were trying to come up with a button for my button collection, but
I can only come up with real buttons. I could sketch them out for you, what I envision in my head.
All right, let's take this home. Thank you all very much for listening to the Friends to the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. If you want to get in contact with the show and join in the fun and games, the best way to do that is over on the Twitters. @FriendsPod is where you can find us. Drop us a line, a hello, a well wish if you want to suggest a baby name for Elizabeth before she gives birth. Or if you want to take part in the Friends Would You Rather poll, which will be up there, that's the place to do it. We're also on Instagram where we post show notes and other witty amusings. You can find all of our show episodes on our website, which is friendstilltheend.podomatic.net. You can leave us a friendly rating and review over on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts to help us reach a larger audience. And of course, word of mouth, tell a friend is a great way for us to expand that fan base as well. All right, Elizabeth. Take us home. Would you rather have a meal cooked by Phoebe or get a massage from Monica?
I think my mind has changed since normally I have an answer at the beginning.
Mm.
But I think I've actually changed my mind just
wow.
talking about this past episode.
Okay.
I think that while Monica would be good at massaging because she's very thorough, and I feel like she wouldn't miss out on anything. I don't know how strong she'd be, or like, I feel like I would just be so panicky because she'd be like, okay, have I done my shoulder? Okay, no, I didn't do the shoulder. Oh, okay, I can do. I just feel like she'd be too much. And I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would try food by Phoebe. Food
by Phoebe. Okay. There's a lot of people screaming at their podcast right now, Elizabeth, because there was a whole episode, which you have clearly forgotten, and in which Monica is really bad at giving massages.
So then I chose the right one.
You chose the right one, but not for the right reasons.
Well, Michael, I can't remember shit.
There was an episode where she was like giving Chandler massages, and Chandler had to pretend like he liked them, but he was like actually in pain, physical
pain.
So
you were trying to trick me.
Not really.
Yeah.
Like Phoebe. No, if you'd remembered it, I just would have been a case of, well, do you think Phoebe is a worse cook than Monica? I wasn't trying to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny you didn't remember that episode that you just saw once at the beginning of last season.
Yeah, I don't remember shit.
Fair enough. Well, cast your vote over on Twitter @FriendsPod, and we'll see you next time with a baby in tow. Nervous?
No.
Great. You'll be fine. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
Drop me a line.
I'll send you a text.
Yeah, and listen, over on Twitter @FriendsPod, if you have any well wishes for Elizabeth as she prepares to pop out a sprog, and I'll text them your way.
Thank you. What's a sprog?
It's just a term for a baby.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.